Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else.
Halfway home on a Tuesday, Ben and Woods, 97.3 The Fan. Thank you guys for being here with us. Difficult day, difficult 30 hours or so, certainly. But, you know, as I said, coming off the intro in the morning, we're not the people that you need to feel bad for, right? At all. And, you know, we want this resolved as peacefully as anybody and everybody can and get back to the business of trying to win some baseball games. It's my favorite game in the world. It will always be my favorite game. Nothing will ever take the place of baseball for me. It's not close. And they continue to change the game and do things to the game. Doesn't matter. I will be there. I will be there until the day I die. You got me. You got your hooks in me. And I'm never leaving.
I mean, I've gone through so many ups and downs in a lifetime of being a Padres fan. It's not the first ownership drama. It's not even the second
third
ownership drama that I've gone through as a Padres fan. We always, you know, made it through to the other end, however it played out. You know, I mean, the Tom Werner disaster, I mean, I don't know how anything could be much worse than that, but obviously, you know, we'll keep our eyes on what's going on and keep you updated with anything that we learn. But all we know is what was really made public yesterday. Yeah. We, you know, went through the statements from both sides, and at this point, I'm going to continue to say that, you know, I would just like Peter Seidler's wishes to be respected, whatever they are. And both sides say that they are trying to respect Peter's wishes. I would like to think that a careful examination of the facts in a courtroom by a judge, a jury, whatever is going to end up happening, will determine, you know, the truth and the true intent, and then we'll move on from there, you know, with some certainty and feeling hopefully better about the situation.
No question. No question about it. I'm Woodsy. That's Paul Reindel, the executive producer, and, of course, the sports guru himself, Benjamin Higgins. I'm with you 100%, man. I love, you know, Purple said in the chat, he said, I only watch baseball because of the Padres. This ownership drama might end that real quick. Yeah, I mean, look, I've seen people abandon teams for many reasons, a million reasons, you know, really, and it's up to the individual. But, you know, baseball for me is my greatest love, other than my family. It is truly my greatest love in the whole world, and there's really nothing baseball could do to get
rid of me. I've abandoned two teams in my life, both for the same reason.
Yeah.
Two teams that I was fairly passionate about. As a child, I loved the San Diego Clippers. And then they moved to Los Angeles, and I stopped really being interested in the Clippers.
You went with the Lakers.
And then I was totally in with the Lakers.
Yeah.
And then the San Diego Chargers, I was a dedicated diehard fan. And when they moved to Los Angeles, I stopped being a San Diego Chargers fan. I guess we know what it takes to, you know, lose my fandom.
Yep. Moving to Los Angeles.
So in all of this, after the, you know, the unexpected news from yesterday, it appears a new favorite has emerged to sign Roky Sasaki in the wake of yesterday's drama. And this this is new reporting this morning, courtesy of USA Today and Bob Nightingale, who writes, while the Los Angeles Dodgers have been the heavy favorites to sign Roky Sasaki for the past year, some teams are convinced Sasaki has already made up his mind, and the San Diego Padres have emerged as the new choice among executives. It's like an alternate reality.
Are you setting us up for this?
I'm not. I'm reading what is being reported this morning that at least when talking to people around the league, Bob Nightingale, who does talk to people around the league all the time, they think that Sasaki is coming to the Padres and he's already made up his mind. Oh, man. That would be nice. That would be a nice...
Be a nice little...
12th day of Christmas present that we were... that we're... Would all make us happy if that does
materialize.
Yeah.
It's Bob Nightingale. If his tweets were putts, how many of them does he make?
I mean, you'd be surprised.
Out of 10.
It feels like you really when you're an insider like that, you really need to be batting like 98%, 99%.
Yeah.
And I mean, he's still probably in the high
14% 80s
range.
I mean,
most of the things, they are right. You don't notice when he's right.
They're just misspelled.
Don't notice that, you know, he's like most of them, they're usually right eventually. I don't know.
I mean, I was watching Jerry Maguire. Like, we both watched it over the break. You know, Kush saves all. That's how I feel about Roky Sasaki. How'd that work out for Jerry Maguire?
In the end, he ended up with Renee Zellweger. It worked out fine.
No, Kush went with Bob Sugar.
I know, but he ended up with Renee Zellweger.
He lost Kelly Preston. He lost Kelly Preston for Renee Zellweger.
She was not,
and you're calling that a dub.
She was not good for him.
She's good for everybody.
She was a rock climber.
Yeah. I don't know how to feel about that Bob Nightingale tweet. I'm going to choose to ignore it.
I think you'd be very wise not to get overly excited or optimistic.
Chris said literally the other day, Nightingale said the Dodgers were getting Sasaki.
Now he's switched his mind. I will say also, Jim Bowden in The Athletic wrote about his remaining free agent predictions yesterday. And of Roky Sasaki, he predicted he would either go to the Padres or the Yankees. Now, he's been the one guy who all along has kind of said, not going to the Dodgers.
He has.
He has all
he's
along been, go. You all think he's going to the Dodgers.
He's not.
He's not going to the Dodgers. And his argument has basically been, because Roky Sasaki cannot sign a big deal, he's going to rely on endorsement money.
Right.
And if you go to the Dodgers and you are the third most popular Japanese player on that team, what endorser is going to go, hey, give me the third most popular guy in your team? No, they're all going to want to, the big stuff's going to go to Ohtani and Yamamoto. He needs to go to another team that is not dominated already by Shohei Ohtani.
I like what you're selling. I just don't know if I'm buying it, but I like your sales pitch.
That's what Jim Bowden has been saying all along. He believes, you know, he said, I don't think the Giants make a lot of sense for him based on their weak farm system and mediocre major league roster. I view the Rangers as a long shot, although they'd be a good fit because of their strong pitching room and leadership group. The Cubs also seem like a stretch to me. That leaves both New York teams and the Padres, and ultimately he predicts he will sign with either the Yankees or San Diego.
Yeah, and there's a lot of buzz still going on around, and somebody asked in the chat if we were going to talk about this. There's a lot of buzz going around Luis Arraez to the Yankees. That's still something that is being talked about, is being debated, and I saw somebody tweet yesterday, I wish I hated something. I can't imagine hating something as much as Major League Baseball fans hate Luis Arraez. You see the one-trick pony. We talked about it briefly yesterday. I don't get it. I never will. I've argued with people many times online about it. If he is truly a one-trick pony, what is a more important trick in the game of baseball? If you're not a pitcher, what is a more important trick in baseball to be good at? Running? Catching, throwing, no, hitting. His lifetime batting average with runners on base is over 350. It's something you dream about. Hitting is so hard. He's one of the best at it, right? Somebody was trying to convince a Yankee fan yesterday that they do need Luis Arraez on their team, and they said, buddy, remember when we played the Guardians in the playoffs? Remember Stephen Kwan? Remember what a gnarly against the best pitchers, right-handed, left? That's Luis Arraez every day, and he's been doing it longer. for being a one-trick pony, he's a pony that I want in my stable. I really do.
If I was A.J. Preller, and follow me here, because I do believe A.J. Preller values Luis Arraez.
I think so, too.
Probably more than most other teams and GMs. And A.J. probably knows that as well. Is it possible that all of the negative reports, they're not interested, they're not interested, they're not interested, could be part of, I'm not saying a strategy or a plan, but could be used by A.J. Preller to convince Luis Arraez to sign a bit more of a team-friendly deal? Like, do you really want to go into free agency knowing, out there is what they think of you? Here, we love you. I traded for you. We want to keep you.
Now,
we
traded a few guys.
Now,
we
can't pay you $16 million a year, but we'd be happy to lower your arbitration price, give you a couple extra years, you know, $11, $12
million. And settle in.
And you'll be taken care of. You may not break the bank, but do you really want to hit that market knowing what is being said about you around the league on free agency? You're not like the other free agents. We love you here.
Yeah.
We will sign you here. But we're not going to bid against ourselves when there's no one else out there that seems to be that interested in bidding for your services.
Yeah, I agree more. And maybe if that is the strategy, it's brilliant. It's a brilliant strategy. But he's a guy I want on this team. I do. Just because I saw the energy shift when he got here last year. I saw it. We all did. And him being playing through that torn ligament in his thumb, he's healthy now. He had surgery. I need him here. I think he's a part of the pulse and the heartbeat of this team. And especially now with all this stuff coming out, too, guys like that are massively important. They're massively important to keep the chemistry, the good vibes up, whatever it is. But also a guy that can come in when healthy and hit over 330. When he was healthy, Benny, he was hitting doubles, right? He was getting extra base hits. So I just think he's so valuable to this team.
Now, Jim Bowden also predicted that Jurickson Profar will land back with the Padres. We can go through some of those.
He did. That's good. Both those guys back would be elite.
Now, coming at the bottom of the hour, though, we started a bit of a debate yesterday about, hey, if you had to pick Jurickson Profar or Luis Arraez, you know, which one would you go with? And Padres fans were fairly opinionated on that subject. We're going to get into that coming up at the bottom of the hour. Up next, though, the new time slot for Take on Woods, a chance to qualify for our grand prize trip to Las Vegas. Already had Guy qualify yesterday. Any of the other regulars want to call in today? 833-288-0973. We will play Take on Woods when we come back. But first,
yes.
That would be your cue
for
Underdog.
Oh, you didn't even tell me, did you?
I know. No, Paul did, actually. He texted you.
I don't check my phone during
We don't check the log either.
Paul, you need a big whiteboard and a sign just to flash it.
You know me. You know you got to hold my hand a little bit.
It's new. You're getting into the flow.
I already print off the rundown.
I know.
You have a digital copy of.
All right, now let me get this started professional style. California sports fan, good news for you. Underdog is available to play in your state. I played a ton over the break. Did some golf. Did some fantasy golf. Did a lot of fantasy college football. I did some NFL football, won some money. It was a lot of fun. Over 5 million happy players. Underdog makes it fun and easy to cash in on all your favorite athletes' performances. They were giving me the rundown yesterday. Hey, you can do all this stuff. I said, I already know. I've been playing with it all week. So much fun. With their pick 'em game, you could win up to 1,000 times your money just by choosing higher or lower on player stats like yards, touchdowns, interceptions. You guys know how this daily fantasy thing works. It's a lot of fun. I'm going to be all over it for college football that starts on Thursday, my beloved Notre Dame, with their double flex option. You can even take two L's, turn them into a win. They got the win now button to cash out whenever you want. It's really, really cool. Best place to play pick 'em. Download the app. It's Underdog. Sign up with the promo code Woods, W-O-O-D-S. Deposit now to get $1,000 in bonus cash instantly. That's promo code Woods. Must be 18 or over to play. Present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit ncpgambling.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Hey, football fans, it's Andrew Filippone, host of the First and Pod podcast. Join me and my co-host, three-time All-Pro Patrick Peterson, as we break down every game every week. New episodes drop on Monday and Friday mornings. Be sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
8:20, Ben and Woods on the Fan. Again, we changed our clock around a little bit. It's kind of in the weeds, radio stuff and mechanics of why we have slightly altered things, but it now makes more sense for us to do our Take on Woods segment at 8:20 instead of 7:10. So if you've had to adjust your day, I apologize.
My beloved neighbor, Ron, who's the tier one.
Met Ron over the break.
He's the best. Walks outside yesterday. I'm on the phone. Hey, I hate the new changes. I go, all right, I get it. Sorry. You'll get used to it, Ron. I love you. Thank you for listening for literally 4 hours every single day. He never misses a show.
He was great. I loved meeting him.
He's the best. He loved meeting you, too. He said, he's tall. I go, yeah, he's a big boy.
I am sorry, but I do believe that it's in the best interest of everybody. We can't make everybody happy all the time.
I mean, we barely make anybody happy all the time, so sorry about that.
We're really doing this just to make ourselves happy most of the time, to be honest. But if occasionally we can give away a trip to Las Vegas, might as well do it. Let's play Take on Woods.
It's time for Take on Woods.
Woods.
Take on Woods is brought to you by Valvoline Instant Oil Change. It only takes 15 minutes, and you don't have to get out of your car. For directions and discounts, go to SoCalOilChange.com. That's SoCalOilChange.com. And we got Izzy on the line today as our contestant. He's ready to go. Hi, Izzy. How are you?
I'm good. How you guys doing?
I'm good. Have you played our game before?
A few times.
All right. Good luck to you. You are playing for this month's grand prize drawing, a trip for two to Planet Hollywood in Las Vegas, and two tickets to see the Scorpions, along with a $100 gas card. The Scorpions back with their 60 years in their Scorpions Las Vegas residency show live February 27th to March 11th. PH Live at Planet Hollywood Resort and Casino. Tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. All right, I'll give you the advantage by letting you pick the category and keeping Woods in the dark, although the first category is a mystery category. Second category is called All My Questions. All five song titles begin with the words All My. And our new category is called Another Year of Take on Woods, five song titles that include the word year or year. So, mystery category, All My Questions, or Another Year of Take on Woods?
Another year of Take on Woods.
The new category today. All right, again, it is five song titles that all include the word year or years. You'll have 60 seconds. If you don't know an answer, you can say pass. We'll come back to it if there's time left on the clock. First question is the two-second song. Paulie's going to play you a little music. You need to identify the song title and the artist to score that point. You go first. Woods goes second. You beat or tie him. We'll put you into the drawing for Planet Hollywood. Izzy, are you ready to play?
I'm ready to go.
All right, 60 seconds on the clock, Paulie. Again, the category, another year of Take on Woods. Your time begins when Paul plays the music. Good luck, Izzy. Let's Take on Woods.
Pass.
Which early hit by Steely Dan includes the line, "Stone away the time," in the chorus right after the title?
Pass.
David Bowie says he doesn't really remember recording which 1975 hit about growing old due to his massive cocaine use at the time.
Pass.
Mike and the Mechanics, "Say It Loud and Say It Clear," in which title track from their 1998 album? Robert Plant, "Looks Back a Decade," in which 1975 Led Zeppelin song that Jimmy Page originally intended to be an instrumental track?
Oh, man. This is terrible.
Go back to the two-second song. Come on, think about it.
Let's see. Why do I want to? I know it's U2, but...
It is. And there's a... remember the word year is in it. We just celebrated it.
Most recent holiday.
New Year?
New Year's Day. Oh, you got shut out, Izzy. You're not gonna win the trip to Las Vegas.
I promise you.
That is true. I'll give everyone else a chance to play one more time along with Woods. He doesn't get the category, makes it a little tougher, but we will see. Izzy, thank you for playing. All right, Woods. 60 seconds back on the clock. Let's see how well you do here. Not the easiest of categories. Time begins when Paul plays the music. Good luck, Woods. Let's take on Izzy.
New Year's Day, U2.
Correct. Which early hit by Steely Dan includes the line, "Stowing away the time," in the chorus right after the
reeling
title?
Reeling away the years. Or reeling in the years.
Correct. David Bowie says he doesn't really remember recording which 1975 hit about growing old due to his massive cocaine use at the time.
I'll come back to it.
Mike and the Mechanics, "Say It Loud and Say It Clear," in which title track from their 1998 album?
Is it... Oh, pass.
Robert Plant, "Looks Back a Decade," in which 1975 Led Zeppelin
Ten
song...
10 years gone.
Correct. David Bowie says he doesn't really remember recording which 1975 hit about growing old
it's
due to his
years.
Massive
what is it? It's,
cocaine use at the time.
What is the song?
Come on.
Brain is mush, dude.
Mike and the Mechanics, "Say It Loud and Say It Clear," in which title track from their 1998 album?
It's not Wasted Years, is it? No. All right. What is the Bowie song?
Golden Years.
Golden Years.
And The Living Years by Mike and the Mechanics. A three is good enough. Izzy actually got shut out today.
Ooh.
So you did win in the category, another year of Take on Woods. New Year's Day, reeling in the years, golden years, the living years, and 10 years gone.
It's my favorite Led Zeppelin song.
Is it?
Yes, by far.
It's not probably a common selection.
Oh, my God. It is just perfect.
Of a favorite Led Zeppelin song.
Perfect song.
Did you know that it was originally intended to be an instrumental track?
I did not,
by Jimmy Page.
Nope, but I just adore that song.
Then Robert Plant added some words.
No, brilliant words.
Interesting. All right, well, we will have another category added tomorrow and another chance to qualify for our trip to Las Vegas to see the Scorpions and the $100 gas card and the whole shoot and match, 9 yards, kit and caboodle for our January grand prize drawing. All right, as I said a little bit earlier, I believe our 97.3 The Fan account yesterday posted a discussion we had yesterday late in the show about whether you'd rather, if you had to make the choice, you know, scarce resources and all, of whether you wanted to have Jerks and Profar back or Luis Arise back next season. You kind of went Arise.
I
kind of went Profar. And a lot of fans chimed in with their opinions as well. So I want to bring back that discussion because I didn't realize that we would touch on quite the nerve that we touched on yesterday and the two sides of the equation. Now, again, yeah, I think we'd all like both of them back.
Correct.
If we could. But this is... This is assuming, hey, you only have room for one of them on the roster? Which one is more valuable?
A comparable money contract for both.
It's like heart and lungs, man, those two guys. You know what I mean?
Truly. A little bit.
I think anybody would say if you knew Profar was coming back on a $1 million deal again. Yeah, 100%. But he's expecting a raise. Arai is going to be somewhere around $13, $14 million. You think Profar will be in that neighborhood?
Yeah. You know, so, I'm sure they both want more, but will they actually get more? So, you know, the hard decisions that sometimes general managers need to make. We'll get to that coming up after a check of traffic. But first, here's Woods.
What?
I pointed at you. I totally pointed at you.
Lone pronto.
Yes.
Yes.
This is going to be a fun year. I can tell you guys right now.
Smoking right now.
Stop letting high interest debt weigh you down. Pay it all off in days thanks to Loan Pronto's new Rapid Equity Loan. If you're a homeowner, there's a completely hassle-free way to cash out your home's equity. No appraisals, no paperwork, no waiting. Loan Pronto's all-new Rapid Equity Loan uses AI-driven technology to get you approved for cash out in as little as a day. We like things fast. One client got $100,000 approved in under 24 hours, wiped out their credit card debt, launched a home improvement project, now saving over $1,000 a month. Instant approvals, low fixed rates, fast transfers. Get cash to consolidate your debt. Get off to a fresh start for the new year. Fresh start feels real good. Call Loan Pronto now. See how much you qualify for. Don't wait. Get it fast by calling 619-207-4336. LoanPronto.com. 619-207-4336 or LoanPronto.com. Equal housing lender. NMLS 1661781. On approved credit. NMLSConsumerAccess.org.
Did see that report yesterday on Luis Arraez, briefly, that A.J. Preller had been talking to the New York Yankees, and then John Heyman reporting Yankees not really a fit for Luis Arraez.
It's funny, man. The teams and fan bases, I think, that consider themselves not a fit, you know, and I saw Yankee fans working themselves up into pretzels yesterday about the potential of getting a Luis Arraez on their team, and they don't want him. I mean, for the most part, there were some that were like, bro, you're an idiot. You got to have a guy that gets on base at a, you know, 350 clip, 400, when he's healthy. And a lot of people are like, we don't need a one-trick pony here, and it's crazy how the game has changed. I will always have great respect for those that can hit a baseball well, and that's Luis Arraez. It's so freaking hard to do at a level like that.
I think I try to put myself in the frame of mind of an opposing fan, player, or coach. And how do I feel when Luis Arraez is at the plate?
Nervous.
Yeah.
Nervous.
Especially if there's, like, runners on and... hey, it's a tie game, and there's a runner on third. And I go, he's the last guy I want to see coming up, because I know he's going to make contact. And, you know, and my job as a pitcher is going to be to strike him out. And he is the hardest. Him and Stephen Kwan are the two hardest guys to strike out in Major League Baseball. And that's a valuable talent to have. Now, is he a diverse... ranging ball player? No, he's not.
He actually played pretty good defense in the playoffs playing first, but
he did.
I mean, like way beyond the level that we'd seen. And I'm going to take the opinion of a guy that managed him in Skip Schumacher. When we got him, he goes, I've never loved a player more that I've played with, that I've managed, that I've been around ever.
That's a tool. It may not be one of the five tools,
correct,
but it's undoubtedly a tool that is valued by managers in clubhouses. Good teammates are more rare than you'd think.
100%.
And he's clearly one of those.
I was anytime you post something on Instagram and you get quote tweeted by our beloved Tommy, Giannis, how does he say it? Antetokounmpo or something?
Yeah.
Antetokounmpo. You're like, oh God, he's about to drag us. And he's like, you know, people think Profar really fell off in the second half. And, you know, he kind of posted a couple numbers. And I said, yeah, I mean, he had a horrific August. Horrific. It was, he batted like 196. Just didn't get on base a ton. And I said, and then I had kind of the recency bias of not performing all that well in the playoffs that was stuck in my head. The numbers were fairly similar, first half to second half. But again, if I had to make a choice, it's Arraez, but obviously I would love to take both.
So, again, I don't know whether Jurickson Profar is ever going to put up the kind of season he did this past year. My hunch would be is It won't ever be as good as it was.
Is it possible
3.7 war is insanely good.
Is it possible that a guy figures it out? Yes, it absolutely is possible.
But at the same time, doesn't even need to be that good to be very valuable to the San Diego Padres.
I agree.
In war, and again, it's not doesn't tell you everything about a player. Luis Arraez was a one war player. Jurickson Profar was nearly a four war player. In that, at least one respect, baseball analysts are telling you that Jurickson Profar was almost four times more valuable than Luis Arraez last season.
Sure.
So even if he doesn't duplicate it, even if he's half the player, well, then he's two times more valuable than Luis Arraez. Now, I believe Luis Arraez can have a better season if he's healthier, and the true comparison between the two players is much more in the middle, which is why we're having this discussion in the first place. I do believe there, even if the Yankees aren't a fit, there are a couple of teams that absolutely would like to have Luis Arraez. I saw someone mention it in the chat. Seattle Mariners are desperate for offense, any kind of offense. They got a good pitching staff. They don't have the kind of batters that, you know, like a Luis Arraez would provide for them. Padres need pitching. Is there a potential matchup there in a trade? And if you did that, you know, would that open up a little more room to re-add Jurickson Profar to your roster? And would you be okay with a move like that, where you add a decent starting pitcher, give up Luis Arraez, re-sign Jurickson Profar,
sure,
make
wouldn't?
Him your leadoff hitter with his
great OBP.
Yeah. His 380 OBP last season, which compared Luis Arraez 346. So, you know, you're actually adding
with
OBP at the
switch,
top of the lineup.
Switch hitter.
With more pop, a switch hitter. He's been a solid defender in the outfield. To me, as much as I do agree with you, and I like Luis Arraez, I feel like there's just more there from Jurickson Profar that's going to help you this season. Especially if you can get something decent like a starter that's going to help you for Luis Arraez. Even if it's just a one-year-for-one-year trade. Like a one-year pitcher for a one-year of Luis Arraez. What's more valuable to the Padres right now? Luis Arraez or a starting pitcher that you feel good about, middle of your rotation type guy?
Probably a starting pitcher.
I think so too.
You know, the thing about Arraez too is there's that bit of a log jam that he creates. He doesn't want to be a DH full time. Now, if he said, I am so comfortable just hitting and just working on my craft and being a hitter, it's different. It's different, right? But he wants to play the field. And so you have to, as his manager, make sure he gets some time at second, make sure he gets some time at first. I still think there are more, more options available for the San Diego Padres of guys that could draw interest from other teams. I think Jake Cronenworth might be one of those guys. I think Robert Suarez might be one of those guys. I know Dylan Cease is one of those guys. It's going to be hard for me to stomach a Dylan Cease trade without getting major league caliber players that are ready to start for your team immediately. But, you know, we let AJ Preller do his magic and see what happens. With Arraez, though, yeah, I mean, he doesn't really have a position. He can play a couple of positions okay. Doesn't run well, doesn't throw well, doesn't matter. He hit, you know, when healthy, the guy has the potential to win a batting title every year and set the table for Tatis and Manny and guys behind him.
You know, looking in the comments of the post yesterday when we were talking about Arraez versus Profar, it feels like Padres fans were running about maybe, you know, like 3-2 for Arraez.
Yep.
You know, there was definitely some Profar support, but I see more like Arraez, all right, probably like 2-1 even, if not more. There's a couple of people who would
like
say Profar.
I don't either.
Well, and
it's
again,
like that's between my kids.
And I saw one of the tweets from Matthew was, the saddest part of baseball is smaller market teams having to debate role players like Profar or Arraez, while the big markets just sign every star player under the sun. Profar or Arraez is not the depressing gut punch we wanted today. No shot at y'all for this discussion. You know, it's fair. You know, you should be able to have both guys on your team, but, you know,
neither of those guys are $300 million players, right? If you want those guys and they're a part of the fabric of your team, it'd be nice to just bring them both back, right? And just run it back a little bit with what you had last year. And I think everybody listening right now, if today they went out and said, we have, you know, Luis Arraez has signed his, we've worked out an extension for 3 years, and we've added Jurickson Profar for 3 years, I don't know of too many Padre fans that are going to hit the wall pissed off.
No, but then you still need pitching. I mean, you still need to go out and get pitching. And live in the real world. You know, they may slightly increase payroll. They may slightly go over the luxury tax, but they're not signing three massive free agents at this point. And there's not that much pitching left in terms of, I mean, Jack Flaherty, I think, is out of their price range. He's one of the last starters left. Who are you going to get? And would you rather allocate that money toward both Profar and Arise, or one of the two and another pitcher coming in to help this starting rotation this year? I don't know. I just feel it's a more balanced team with another pitcher and one of those two. And again, yes, I'd love to have all three and more, but I'm trying to at least operate in some semblance of a real world here and what we're dealing with.
It's got to be a tough place to be for Luis Arraez, who, again, is lauded by people inside the game for his ability to hit the baseball, get hits. And, you know, should he walk more? Yeah, he should. Does he swing into many bad pitches? Yes, he should. He does. Why?
I talked to him about that.
Because he thinks he can get to him.
He has a really good average on balls outside of the zone.
Yeah, 100%. So I think, like somebody said in here, I think Padre fans in particular are holding on to the modern Tony Gwynn thing too strongly with Luis Arraez. I don't think he's Tony Gwynn at all. Tony was a Gold Glove caliber right fielder that had, you know, gap-to-gap power and hit extra base hits. Luis, when healthy, has some of that, not quite at Tony Gwynn's level. But in this day and age of some guys still working the three true outcomes, it is refreshing as a fan to watch a guy that can hit. They hit lefties, hit righties, you know, spoil pitches. I love it because I love hitting. I love it.
One area where I will agree with the Luis Arraez critics, and it has nothing to do with the Luis Arraez personally, but the value of a batting title is a lot lower now than it used to be.
It is. I think, you know, it's one of my boomer takes is like, if I was playing baseball, God, I would love to win a batting title. My God, in this day and age, winning a batting title means something. Hitting over 300 means something.
Winning a batting title doesn't mean anything. If he had finished second all of those years with the exact same numbers, he's the exact same player. Whether you win the batting title or not. Honestly, if Tony Gwynn had won zero batting titles, he's no less of a player. If he put up the exact same numbers, over 3,000 hits, hit 394, but every year someone edged him by one percentage point, wouldn't have made him any less of a player. But because he just happens to have that, you know, that trophy in the case at the end of the year, you can't really add a lot of value for the trophy. It's the player and the numbers that you're paying for.
Sure.
And those are good for Luis Arraez. Those are valuable numbers that he puts together. But the batting title should be irrelevant. Oh, but how can you give up a guy who won three straight batting titles? Well, I mean, you can if you don't think he's going to be helping your team more than the player you're getting for him. That's simply the bottom line.
Yeah.
All right, we have to check traffic. I teased something in our promo after the show yesterday about one move that got under my skin a little bit this holiday break when we were gone.
I can hear the money rolling in already. Paulie, make sure you put this on YouTube later.
And I will get to that after our traffic check here on 97.3 The Fan. All right, so I have made peace with the fact that our neighbors to the north, the 2024 World Series champions, can pretty much do what they want. They have mostly unlimited resources. They have cachet right now. It's cool to be a Dodger. Great. Congratulations to you. Again, we have to live with that as Padres fans.
Yep.
And you got us this year. You got us as good as you're going to get us. Yep. It was painful. And we have to live with all of that going forward. What bothered me, though, when the Dodgers, during our holiday break, brought Teoscar Hernandez back.
Mm-hmm. Smart move, I think.
Which
for them.
Is, yeah, again, I was not surprised in the least bit that he re-signed with the Dodgers. But what got my goat was the fact that Teoscar then said in his...
He hates this.
His news conference... Yeah, I could have probably made $5 to $7 million more if I had signed somewhere else. But I decided it was more important for me to come back to the Dodgers. Why did you let the Dodgers pay you less?
The Dodgers.
Of any team can afford to pay you what you're worth.
Or
if
more.
Not, then some. Why are you letting them off the hook and giving them a discount?
Quality of life.
The last team that needs or deserves a discount on players is the Los Angeles Dodgers. Yeah. My man, your agent. What are you guys doing? At least make them pay you what you're worth on the open market if you want to come back to Los Angeles. It's not going to bankrupt the team. They're not going to be unable to sign other players because you squeezed another $5 to $7 million. And you can say, well, what does he need with another $5 to $7 million? It's $5 to $7 million. Dollars. It's not nothing. How do you just give up $5 to $7 million and go, I'm good. Yeah, it's the Dodgers. I'm gonna do a solid.
I'll do them
for these
a solid.
Guys. What?
Yeah, I think it bothers you that they're getting a hometown discount.
Yes, it does.
Yeah, it does. And we can't get one here.
No.
We go the opposite way.
Again,
we double salary.
As much as I loved Tony Gwynn and all of the discounts he gave the Padres growing up because he wanted to stay here in San Diego, he never should have had to do that.
No.
No player should ever have to take a hometown discount. But really, Teoscar Hernandez, who was an absolute critical cog in helping them win a World Series title.
Beastly.
He's the last guy who should be taking a hometown discount from a giant market team like the LA Dodgers.
If you're Max Muncy and you had the good playoffs until you didn't, if you are Jack Flaherty, if you're any of those other guys that maybe didn't perform up to snuff in the playoffs, you're like, I'll take whatever you give me. I want to stay here. Fine. Even then, still, you should get market value. But if you're Teoscar, who was an integral part of winning that World Series, I would go into free agency and be like, you guys are about to pay through the nose. Pay through the nose.
And if you think I'm mad now, Dodgers fans, wait to see how mad I'm. Kershaw returns at less than the $10 million option that he declined this offseason. He could have made the Dodgers pay him $10 million, taking his time rehabbing, but he declined that option still with the intent of returning to the Dodgers. My guess is the Dodgers aren't going to go, oh, great, we're going to get half a season of Clayton Kershaw. Let's give you $15
million. Right.
They're going to probably give him like $5 million.
Yeah.
And Clayton Kershaw will have given up, like Teoscar Hernandez, $5 million for absolutely nothing.
Yeah.
No reason to do it. No reason at all to do it.
Yeah.
I don't understand it. I really don't.
Brandon says the Dodgers should use this clip in their Teoscar hype video. I'll actually give them $100 if they do it. I will Venmo somebody in the organization $100 if they use that in their hype video for Teoscar's return. Yeah.
Tony says, you Darvish wave money? When did you Darvish get it?
Blake did say yesterday that what he's looking for in free agency is a team that can help him continue to be the best version of himself and a team that is set up to win years to come.
Maybe Teoscar was looking for a team that could set him up to be the best version of himself.
For years to come?
Win for years to come.
Oh, man.
My sound alike. SOPs. My LA sound alike. I'm sorry that I get so mad about that, but
that's all right.
Don't ever apologize.
Don't ever apologize
I like
for
it
that.
When Ben gets fired.
I love when his blood pressure spikes. It really makes
doesn't
me happy.
Doesn't bother me for like a, I don't know, like a week or so?
Yeah.
Like, really? Really, Teoscar.
Purple just said, man, I forgot Snell was a Dodger. This sucks. Bro, it's going to happen. They're going to take the field. You're like, oh, my God. Michael Conforto just hit a three-run homer off Yu Darvish. This is the worst. I forgot he was there. Holy cow, dude. That is so, so funny.
I'm going to see a Sung Kim out there. Yeah. And even though it's not ours, it's still going to bother you that they have one next season.
That's crazy.
There's going to be so much that bothers you about the LA Dodgers next season.
Yeah.
I mean, think about it.
I mean, they got to win.
The ring ceremony, the banner raising. It's just...
I can't watch it.
It's just... stomach turning.
I just can't.
And I don't hate them nearly as much as you hate them, but man, it's not going to be fun. It's not going to be fun. I want to fast forward through all that part.
Yeah, I do too.
Get to another chance to beat them at some point.
Just get to the games. That's kind of my mentality now. It's so funny, man. We were talking about Padres baseball yesterday, and I'm sitting here in the studio saying, Look, you can't worry about the future of the team. Obviously, you just got to worry about, you know, the first game of 2025. And then the news breaks yesterday, and I'm like, all right, now I'm actually worried about the future of the team beyond the year 2025. And I think it's a very valid concern. And hopefully that gets worked out sooner than later. And you know, everyone can move forward. But it's weird how that works. You say something, and then later that afternoon, it kind of gets turned on its ear.
Ooh, all right.
All right.
Yeah, I'm good. Just, you know, letting the, you know, I had that blood pressure cuff I told you about.
Yes.
That I've been trying to check my blood pressure just to make sure it's okay. This would be a bad time to check it right now. Probably have to call an ambulance and take me in.
Yep.
So I'm just glad I don't have to check it.
Like you had a Red Bull.
Never a good idea with me.
I know.
All right, we've got 1 hour still to go. Remember, we have moved the Rindle Report to its new time slot of 9:35. Paulie's still adjusting, but he's got a little extra time to put together his final three stories of the day. We can bring back some of our Padres discussion if you missed us from earlier this morning. I know a lot of people were eager to hear what we'd have to say. Woods, I was moved by your words. I thought you came and spoke from the heart, honestly, this morning. And I hope that Tier 1s and San Diego appreciated what you had to say
this
morning.
Thank you,
buddy. But we can bring back a little bit of it that we're all going through. And again,
I was a little emo yesterday. I've been a little emo, man. I told you I got emo over the break when I left my family in Texas. They're going to hear this and take this personally. I don't mean it this way. I don't get sad when I leave there to come back here, right? But for this, for whatever reason, man, it's Christmas, the holidays, your family's there, and you know, I've been a little emo lately. Go figure. So I was reading that yesterday. It made me emotional.
And then, of course, the report this morning that seems too good to be true from Bob Nightingale that the Padres have emerged as the consensus choice among executives in baseball for Roky Sasaki.
How can that be?
I don't know.
I'll
let myself at least enjoy it for the moment.
One of those moments where I couldn't be happier to be wrong about my gut feeling.
Would love to be. Love to be. He's already picked him, says a lot of executives around the league. So we'll get to all that coming up next in the final hour of Ben and Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.